Welcome to the Punk Rock MBA podcast.
Let's talk about rap metal. I saw this article here from my friends at Metal Injection. I'm a huge fan of these guys. If you want to hear about the latest David Lee Roth and Dave Mustaine news, then I would suggest that you get it from Metal Sucks or Metal Injection. You know, there's Lamb Goat and Blabbermouth and Loudwire and all that. All great sites, but the Metal Injection and Metal Sucks guys have done a lot for me over the years. I've known these guys since like 2008, 2009. I support these guys, and this is where I suggest you get your Corey Taylor and David Lee Roth news. I just said that randomly, but look, lo and behold, the number one trending article here is about David Lee Roth. In any case, I saw this article here called Rappers and Riffs, Five Rap Metal Bands That Don't Suck. The band here at the top is Candiria, who I agree are a good band. I don't know if I would call them rap metal. I guess they are. I hear from a lot of people in my comments and stuff that want me to talk about rap metal. In my book, rap metal is probably the single worst genre of like rap and metal. Like, I would rather listen to ska than rap metal. I've been listening to rap and metal since the 80s. I love both of them, but these are two things that just don't go together. It's like that episode of The Simpsons when Homer decided to combine nuts and gum. Nuts are cool, gum is cool, but nuts and gum, not cool. Rap is cool, metal is cool, but in my opinion, rap and metal together, not so good. So I thought we could go down this list of artists and, you know, maybe for those of you looking for some new rap metal, maybe there's something in here that you would like, or maybe this will prove me right. Either way, rap metal is awful. Change my mind. That's my position. Let's look at these artists first, and then you guys can tell me about other artists we should check out. Then at the end of this, we will make a call. Is rap metal actually trash, or am I being a boomer and I'm wrong? Here is what the article says. A lot of people conflate rap metal and nu metal, but really, how many nu metal bands rap? I agree with this. Nu metal and rap metal, they're not the same thing. Most of them, I would say, don't rap. Perhaps the presence of turntables and baggy shorts confuses people, but influential acts like Korn, Mudvayne, and Deftones completely lacked the rap flavors of Limp Bizkit and POD. In fact, bands like Faith No More and Rage Against the Machine centered on this controversial combination before nu metal was remotely a concept. I agree with this. I think most nu metal sucks too, but rap metal and nu metal, you know, if you were to do a Venn diagram, they do overlap, but they're not the same thing. The first band that they've recommended is Cypher. Here's what they have to say about it. Let's start with the band that made a song with MF Doom. Yes, that MF Doom RIP. Turns out the Cypher's frontman Maurice Mitchell is Doom's younger cousin. Well, I did not know that. Anyway, so here is the song. Let's listen to it. Music's okay. I don't hear any rapping yet. To me, this just sounds like metal with somebody kind of barking the vocals, but let's see if they actually start rapping. I do remember this band, and I seem to recall them being rappier than this, so let's see if it comes in later. This sounds like 2000s hardcore to me. No rapping yet. Sort of rapping. This is more like slam poetry or something over like 2000s hardcore to me. I recall that this band was kind of more from the hardcore scene. I might be wrong. But so far, I'm not convinced that this is proof that rap metal is good. Oh, that's Doom right now? Well, I mean, RIP. Respect to MF Doom, but I was not a fan of his music. Someone said Sage Francis metal. I'm not a fan of Sage Francis or LP or any of that like Midwest chopper backpack rap type stuff. This part is sort of interesting, I suppose, but yeah, this just sounds like 2000s hardcore to me, or late 90s, early 2000s hardcore to me with a little bit of rapping. You know, the music's okay, but if this is like your number one example that rap metal doesn't suck, with all due respect to these guys, I'm not convinced yet. So let's move on. Hacktivist. It's rather surprising that only a few bands have capitalized on the potential of hip-hop and djent. Hacktivist was the first band to realize this branch of rap metal. They call their style grime metal, combining the UK's regional style of hip-hop with the bottom-heavy syncopation of bands like Volumes and Periphery. The results caught on as people make comparisons to Linkin Park, but there are a few key differences that separate Hacktivist from other like-minded bands. The fact of the matter is, technical grime flow works so well with djent riffs that it's almost befuddling, except it makes plenty of sense considering that djent's emphasis on nasty syncopated grooves and grime's choppy, unpredictable wordplay. Well, none of that sounds appealing to me, because grime is maybe the only thing that I dislike more than Midwest chopper rap, but let's listen and see. Okay, not bad genting so far. Ooh, this is horrible. So one of my main issues with rap metal is reflected in this song. Generally speaking, these rap metal artists are way, 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 way better at the metal part than they are the rap part. Usually the rap part is like local band level and the metal part is like pretty good. And so that's the biggest weakness to me is I think very, very few of these bands are good at rapping. And I would say this is an example of that. Granted, I don't like grime. So part of that is personal bias. There's this idea that grime and, you know, this backpack Midwest chopper kind of rap that just because they sort of spit out a lot of words rapidly, that means it's good rapping. I don't think that's true. I think that's the kind of stuff that impresses like white dudes with beards stand around the DJ booth with their backpack nodding. But I don't think that that's good rapping in the same way as I don't think that shred guitar is necessarily good musicianship. But let's keep listening. Caught on as people make comparisons to Linkin Park. Nothing about this sounds like Linkin Park to me so far. Oof. Oh yeah, they did spell it wrong here, didn't they? Sounds like the soundtrack to Doom. Yeah, it does. Let me see if we can find this here. This is what I think of UK rap, of grime.
Shake a man's hand like Paul Hollywood. Mary was younger than I probably would. Girls say, P-man, I want ya. Want a sweet one like the one of Willy Wonka. Park my yacht inside the harbor. Blue or white, would you rather?
This is a joke, by the way, just to be clear. It's barely an exaggeration of actual UK rap and grime.
Had a man give you thanks just like turkey. Doing up tennis. Call man Dennis, I'm a menace. Doing up olives in Venice.
Call man Dennis, I'm a menace. That's what this sounds like to me, is like generic gent with that guy rapping over it. Sorry, I hate to be harsh, but if this is your number two example that rap metal does not suck, so far, I would say we're going 0 for 2. Here is Unity TX. This is a band a lot of people have asked me about. Oh, okay, here we go. I am mentioned in this write-up, I guess. What a world to live in where SoundCloud rap can co-mingle with heavy hardcore. Unity TX quickly rose from underground following the release of their debut album Mad Boy and signing to Pure Noise Records. I did not know that they were on Pure Noise. Good for them. Incidentally, Mad Boy is listed under hip-hop rap on Apple Music. This should prove enlightening as Unity TX's approach. In fact, they actively fight against rap metal nuevo stereotypes to the point of vocalist Jay Webster roasting YouTuber Finn McKenty for mentioning Unity TX in his video about new metalcore. All right, well, fuck you too then. I was trying to do them a favor by giving them a shout out in that video, but if they don't appreciate it, then fine. I will never mention them again. Maybe I'll just edit them out of this video if that's how they want to be. I was trying to be nice. Trashed already. All right, sounds like generic beatdown. Is this from Need for Speed Most Wanted? Yeah, they're so clearly not rap metal, nu metal, except it's exactly rap metal slash nu metal. Yeah, I would say this sucks too. I mean, I've heard worse, but again, I would say we're going 0 for 3 here. I am still not convinced that rap metal does not suck based on these examples. Here is a band called Gassed Up. I actually don't know anything about them, so let's see what this has to say. Speaking of hardcore and hip-hop, one of the most notable crossover in recent years has been beatdown hardcore. The style has come a long way since its outgrowth from New York hardcore, with small scenes popping up all over the world. UK style garnered an unprecedented reputation, and it's also where the hip-hop element began to shine more. Plenty of New York hardcore bands had a hip-hop aesthetic, but let's be real, none of those bands were rapping. That is true. Although Ezek and Freddie Madball do have rap side projects. I would agree with that. Talking loudly isn't rapping as much as boomers want to think it is. The difference with UK bands like Street Soldier and Recount is their unabashed influence of rap, which ultimately traces back to Gassed Up. I'm hearing UK beatdown with UK rap. I'm already predicting terrible, but let's see. This reminds me of TRC so far. I'm not even convinced that I would call this rap metal so far. This seems to be sort of exactly what he's talking about. Talking loudly isn't rapping. This seems more like talking loudly than it is rapping. But let's keep listening. Call Come on, man, Dennis, because I'm a menace. What plugin is this guitar tone? Because you're right, this is like every beatdown band has this guitar tone. And I feel like it's got to be some specific amp from some specific plugin that everybody uses. All right, well, I'm not convinced. This isn't the worst thing I've heard. Like, I don't think this is horrible, but it's not enough to change my mind about rap metal. So far, none of this has changed my mind.
Hey, what's up? This is Blake Weiland. I'm the host of the Tone Mob Podcast. It's a show where I interview guitar people about guitar stuff. We talk about their pedals, their amps, their accessories, their preferences, all that stuff, as well as a healthy dose of whatever comes up. Topics have ranged from aliens to addiction and anywhere in between. Oh yeah, and pizza. We're definitely going to be talking about pizza. So get the show wherever you're listening to this podcast at. Just search The Tone Mob in your search bar and it will pop right up. Come join us. We're having a lot of fun. Thanks for checking it out.
Hey, this is Aaron from No Simple Road. I'm inviting you to come hang out with Apple, Mel, and I as we talk with the musicians, artists, chefs, authors, and beyond from the world that turns us on. We're reaching into the improvisational music scene, the psychedelic culture, the festival world, and getting to know what makes the people tick that create those scenes. Come join us on the long, strange trip over at No Simple Road.
But first, I want to thank DistroKid for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. If you're not familiar, DistroKid is a digital music distribution service that musicians use to put their music into online stores and streaming services. So in plain language, if you have ever wondered how to get your music on iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music, Amazon, Deezer, Tidal, and many, many more, there's like dozens and dozens of different streaming services, DistroKid is the way to do it. It is super easy. I have used it to put my music on Spotify. It took me maybe 5 minutes to like set it up and upload everything. It's legitimately awesome. I am sincerely a fan of this company and their product. And for those of you who have asked, you can also upload your music to TikTok with DistroKid. And if you want a chance to get featured on DistroKid's Spotify playlists, you can do that by submitting a song through Spotlight and getting your fans to vote for you. You can also use Hyperfollow to get more Spotify followers. You can promote your new release as well as Spotify Canvas. That's where there's the video in the background in the player. And when you share it on Instagram, it shares that video too to make your Spotify release pop. And Spotify Canvas is available to all DistroKid artists. Like I said, as you can probably tell from this, like I am sincerely a fan of DistroKid. DistroKid can do everything I just talked about and so much more. So be sure to sign up with my link, which is in the show notes for this episode, to get 7% off your first year. That link is in the show notes of this episode, or go to distrokid.com/VIP/thepunkrockNBA. And thanks again to DistroKid for sponsoring this episode. Here is Candiria. This is a band that I like a lot, although I actually don't care for their rap metal stuff. But let's listen to Candiria. If you're into weird, progressive, mathcore, technical type shit, then you definitely want to listen to Candiria because they did that better than just about anybody. Although I don't like this song at all. This is one of the best drummers in like metal ever. This guy's a fucking beast. I do not like this song, but I want to give a shout out to Candiria because I do think they're great. This is their first album from 96. This is the Candiria I like before they were that rappy. Drumming is fucking incredible. The drummer did the design on this also. This was cool design in 96. And this is not rap metal. I just wanted to give a shout out to this old Candiria stuff because it's cool and weird. They took this song off the reissued version of this album because Ken, the drummer, he wrote and played everything on this, which is crazy. He thought this song turned out badly. I think this is a really cool like fusion song. I mean, what other fucking band from like the New York hardcore scene was doing fucking fusion in 1996? Who is the drummer? Okay, well, you know, we're just gonna take a quick detour here. The drummer is a guy named Ken Schalk. Look at this man fucking beating the shit out of his drums. This is one of my favorite drummers of all time. Look at this. What a fucking beast. Anyway, with all due respect to Max, I'm not yet convinced, so it is up to you all to change my mind. Who are some other rap metal artists that I should listen to that will change my mind? I can think of a couple that people have mentioned. One is Fever 333. Let's listen to them. Burn It, I think, is their big song. Let's see if Fever 333 changes my mind. Check out Body Count. I heard Body Count in 1989. I'm sorry. I think this band is really not good. Well, I think this band is objectively good at what they do, but it is not for me. I will say that I think Jason is a fantastic frontman. Like, he fucking goes off live, and I give him credit for that. Okay, out of control. Let's listen to that. This part's kind of cool, but it's not rap. I like this part, but it's not rap, yeah. I think Fever 333, with all due respect to them, is just sort of a Warped Tour version of Rage Against the Machine. I think they're okay at what they do, but certainly nothing to convince me that rap metal doesn't suck. A band that I love, we're going to listen to Downset. I know a lot of people think that this did not age well. And maybe they're right, but I love this band. Downset is just hardcore.
Hostility towards the opposition.
With sort of rappy, some rappy vocals.
Anger. Hostility towards the opposition.
This is maybe a better Downset song. This song probably won't resonate with most people, but there's some like really deep references to like 90s West Coast graffiti in this song. I was super into that stuff in the 90s, so that part of this song really, you know, meant a lot to me. That's what this song is about. It's about graffiti. I love Downset, but I don't even know if I would call them nu metal or rap metal. And I'm also not convinced that other people would like it as much as I do, because the reason that I like it has, you know, a lot to do with the specific lyrics and, you know, messages and sort of a moment in time that meant a lot to me. So I don't know that, you know, I could hold them up as the example of like, here's proof that rap metal does not suck. Someone suggested this, No Mercy by Guerrilla Warfare. But you point the finger, it'll get snapped in their teeth like they ain't eating them weeks. And I tried to keep them mellow, but the fellow man ain't back. So far, this sucks. Lyrical, miracle, spiritual, individual. Part's okay. Ready to fight. This is like okay hardcore to me, but I don't even really hear a ton of rap here, and the rapping at the beginning was, I don't know, not for me. Let's just put it that way. DVSR is another band that people have mentioned. I've heard their name before, but I don't know who they are. Let's hear this one. They've got Windbreakers, so I'm already partly on board with this, because Windbreakers are near and dear to my heart. Anytime I see Windbreakers in a video, I'm already like halfway into the song. So let's see if it holds up. More gent rap. Okay, this intro is way too long. Can't do it. I'm not convinced yet. You know, this sort of genty rap stuff, nobody will ever do this better. You know who I'm going to mention here? Nobody will ever do it better than this. Fucking love this album so much. Hear how much variation he has in his vocals? Because I don't. We gotta talk about this drummer too. This guy's a fucking monster. Amir's one of the best bands I've ever seen live. Because everybody in this band is just so goddamn good and tight. They can play whatever they want. It's just so effortless. Who else do we have that might be able to change my mind about rap metal? I have no idea who this is, but let's try it. It's already a no for me. Way too British. Although I see Windbreakers, that's a positive. I'm on board with their fits. I see a dude in a Palace shirt, I think. Some technical wear, this backpack, some hats, baseball hats, some Windbreakers. I'm on board with that part. Just not sure I'm on board with the music. Parkour, yeah. This is a no for me. A bit British, isn't it? Oh, yes. This is the TRC song. God, this is the best fucking song. There's a part in this song where he says, "Learn how to dress, you fat prick." They're polos. This band's terrible, but I love them. Having their toms set up like a pawn shop kit. It does look like a pawn shop kit. I can't unsee it. Fear Network 2 is a Ghost Main album that a few other people are recommending, which is his second rap metal kind of album. Oh, this is Sugar We're Going Down. I prefer Ghostbane's just straight up rap stuff, although I do think this stuff is well done. Some industrial kind of stuff here. I don't mind the industrial stuff. I think his rap stuff was more original. Yeah, I don't really think I would call this rap metal necessarily. I suppose you could. But I wouldn't call it that. Fire from the Gods, American Sun. Let's try that. Yeah, this is a no for me. It's not badly done or anything. I know a little bit about the singer of this band, and he has a cool story. He seems like a cool guy. But this just sounds like 2002 to me in a way that I'm not into. Okay, I'm going to say a no for this too. Respect, they seem like cool guys, but it's a no for me. Doubt, featuring Street... Is this UK shit? You always know when you see this like 90s graffiti type logo that you're going to hear some UK beatdown, UK or German beatdown. This is not good. I'm sorry to your mate. It sounds like that Conor McGregor screaming at the beginning after he broke his leg. You what, mate? You little wanker. Yeah, look, I'm doing my best here. European accents, I admit, I'm not great at them, but I did my best. So I am not convinced yet. I'm open to the idea of rap metal being good, but so far, based on what we saw today, with all due respect to Max and my friends over at Metal Injection, I'm not convinced that rap metal does not suck. So for now, the verdict is, I'm sorry, but rap metal still sucks.
All right, my friends, that does it for this episode of the podcast. If you made it this far, thank you. Thank you for listening. We sincerely appreciate each and every one of you. If you want to help the show, there's a couple things that you can do. First of all, share it on social media. If you share it, tag us, tag Finn McKenty, that's me, and tag Deanna Chapman, that's a producer. Second thing you can do, if you really, really, really love us and really want to support us, you can support us on Patreon. There's a link to that in the show notes. You can leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever else you're listening to this, or you can do none of that. And you can just sit at home thinking about how awesome this podcast is. That works too. Again, thank you very much to each and every one of you for listening. We sincerely appreciate it, and we'll see you next time.
Ever wonder what a punch from Elton John feels like?
Or how you'd cope with having turned down the chance to be in Nirvana?
Or what signal Keith Richards gives when he wants you to get the hell out of his hotel room?
Fans of Too Much Effing Perspective don't have to wonder, because they've heard these exact stories and a jillion others on our podcast. I'm Alex Hoffman, former tour manager for Radiohead.
And I'm musician and comedy writer Alan Keller. On the TMEP show, we get guests like Nancy Wilson from Heart, Jeremiah Freights from The Lumineers, and Modern Family's Julie Bowen to tell us things they may have only shared with their therapist, clergy, or a TMZ stringer.
So join us on Too Much Effing Perspective. That's EFFING Perspective. The only podcast you crank up to 11.
One Hit Thunder is a podcast where we both celebrate and have a good laugh about bands and artists that had just one hit that we all know. Each week, we're joined by a guest from the world of music or comedy to learn more than you ever thought you would about some songs that you can't forget. And we decide if they brought the one-hit thunder or were nothing more than a one-hit blunder. Look, if you listen to the show, you're probably going to laugh, and I guarantee you're going to crush next time the bar has music trivia. Tag Team, Jane Child, Meredith Brooks, Looking Glass, Sean Mullins, Eiffel 65, EMF, Crash Test Dummies, Crazy Town, Chumbawamba. We have hundreds of episodes in our back catalog and a new episode each week. So pass the Dutchie, make sure you're connected, and subscribe to One Hit Thunder wherever you get your pods.